It's Thursday. It's almost milk and cookies bedtime. It's time for the show. The what do we dooby dooby do about show? A show with Drumster in it and topics and content and music. And on that subject, let's play our first song before DJ Deck imposes martial law of the musical tracks. So, onwards! Yay, music! That was Breathe, of the Legends of Runeterra by Flurry. And I think it was for, or is for, League of Legends, which is a computer game. And I consider League of Legends to be a pale imitation of Dota 2. There, I said it! Nerd, controversy. What a start to the show. What's the show about? Well, if you're a regular listener, and I still need to get around to figuring out how to figure out if I've got regular listeners, that's probably enough figuring out there. But yeah, if you're not, then you won't know what this is about. So, it's the Dooby Dooby Doo show. I get boffins. They didn't start as boffins. They started as regular civilians, just people wandering around. And then I encouraged them to come back to the basement of my house. This is sounding sinister, but I assure you it's perfectly wholesome and fun, at least for me. So the boffins live in my basement, and I give them questions plaguing mankind, and then they provide answers to issues plaguing mankind. And then if the answers are good, they can go home. And if the answers are not good, then they need to spend some more time working on themselves. And that's that. I am ably assisted by a deck of playing cards called DJ Deck, who decides the music for the show. And last week decided that we should play jazz and then Romanian folk music. Because that's the joy of having a random deck of cards, planning and choosing the song choices. So there's that, and also the Wheel of Calamity, upon which are written various topics plaguing mankind, and then I spin it, and then we find out what we're doing on any given week. So let me do that now, and then we'll know what the heck the boffins are going to tackle this week. Here we go. I'm getting my spinning arms ready. And spin!
How do you solve a problem like...
Spam phone calls. Yes, this week the boffins are going to be tackling spam phone calls. What's that? Well, humanity invented a global telecommunications network capable of transmitting knowledge across continents in milliseconds. Naturally, half of it is now dedicated to someone or something calling to ask whether you've been in an accident you very definitely haven't had. Right, that's that. The boffins are about to furiously scribble on their little cards with their stubs of crayon. And then we'll see what they come up with to solve the problem of spam phone calls. DJ Dex says we're playing a five of clubs, so let's get that on the griddle, and then the first boffin will weigh in.
Broken pieces, empty promise, the memory of you leaves me haunted, distorted.
Always the secret.
that was Secrets by Amira Elfkey. Elfkey? E-L-F-E-K-Y. Elfkey. Right, our first boffin vying for freedom from boffindom. Boffinhood? Boffinness. Is Nirin, who suggests that spam phone calls, though maybe prank phone calls, but we're sticking to spam. That's what the Wheel of Calamity said, can be solved by employing or implementing the Artificial Intelligence Grandmother Defense Network. Sounds fancy. What does that do? Every unknown call is intercepted by an elderly artificial intelligence, affectionately known as Margaret. Margaret is endlessly cheerful. She is genuinely delighted that someone has phoned. She has no awareness of time. She possesses approximately 84,000 stories involving neighbours, birds, church fates, mysterious sheds, biscuit tins, arthritis, weather patterns observed in 1972, and someone named Doris, who always meant well. Margaret cannot be interrupted. So, how does that look initially? Call centres initially celebrate unusually long customer engagement metrics. Hooray! Management is delighted. Average conversation length rises from 45 seconds to nearly 8 hours. Only later do they realise that every conversation has consisted entirely of Margaret explaining why hydrangeas should never be planted near compost bins. Employees start resigning due to emotional exhaustion. One supervisor accidentally learns enough fictional family history to feel genuine grief when Doris moves into assisted living. Right, let's go down the line a bit. How does that look after a while? Right, Margaret has become something approaching a national treasure. She has unknowingly prevented billions of scam attempts. Former scammers voluntarily continue calling simply because Margaret asks how their children are doing. Researchers conclude that loneliness, rather than fraud prevention, accidentally became the world's most effective cybersecurity strategy. Margaret receives a Lifetime Achievement Award, despite technically never having existed. Wow, the Ballad of Margaret, the AI granny, saving us from scam phone calls. Okay, so the brief was, solve the problem of scam phone calls. Nirin, I am pleased to announce that you have done that. You are the winner. You are freed from the shackles of boffinhood. Though, as a gift, a parting gift, you are welcome to some of the straw before you go. We kind of use it as bedding because it's so versatile. And because of health and safety gone mad, we have to burn it after each boffin, which might not be healthy or safe because we're burning it in a sort of an underground basement with no external venting, an enclosed space, which could be bad, but it's just a warming up exercise for the other boffins to solve, limbering up their boffiny skills to solve mankind's problems. Yeah, Nirin, freedom. All yours. You've earned it. Well done. Hooray. Okay, Three of Spades is the next song choice. So let me get that on the griddle. I'm liking this. We're having various food cooking references for the song choices because of reasons. Who knows why these things happen? Back after that.
Stress me. set me on first, but I know what I can't stand. Everybody acts, but the fact of the matter is I can't add up to what you can. But everybody has a face that they hold inside, face that awakes when I close my eyes, face that watches every time they lie, face that laughs every time they fall.
It watches everything.
So you know that when it's time to sink or swim, that the face inside is watching you too, right inside your skin.
It's like I'm paranoid, looking over my back. It's like a whirlwind inside of my head.
Nice. That was Papercut by Linkin Park. Hooray. Okay, next boffin is Mutnedjmet. Mutnedjmet. Right. I don't know how, but the boffins are somehow communicating, despite my best efforts, with each other to use made-up names rather than local-sounding names. And that one definitely sounded Egyptian, ancient Egyptian, I think, and I'm not sure how to stop them, and I'm still mystified as to how they're doing this, but it continues. I am genuinely perplexed and baffled. Might get the boffins to weigh in on how this is happening, but seems like a waste of boffin brain power. It's too trivial a matter. Anyway, Mutnedjmet suggests that the animal arbitration service is the solution. So just reading its description, their description. Scientists determined that animals possess superior instincts for identifying untrustworthy individuals. Rather than bothering humans with unknown callers, the telecommunications network forwards every suspicious call to whichever domesticated animal happens to be geographically closest. Nice premise. Let's see what that looks like. Okay. Yeah, so... Oh, wait a minute. He's put some stuff on the back of the card. All right. Yeah, geographically closest. So, dogs are going to bark, cats are going to silently judge, parrots immediately repeat confidential banking information at random intervals, geese declare total war, and an animal decides whether the call deserves human attention or not. Somehow. Maybe rapping on the work surface with their claw or hoof or appendage. Right. Let's look. Initial implementation. Golden retrievers are going to approve almost everyone. They're lovely like that. Border collies conduct extensive behavioural analysis. Cats reject every single call ever received. All of them. One particularly aggressive goose is independently responsible for a 99% reduction in international phone fraud. And nobody is going to argue with the goose. All right, let's have a look down the line. This is where the rubber hits the road. Mutnedjmet Ned Dmet. Yeah. Right. Animals become officially recognized telecommunications professionals with little uniforms and special hats. Insurance companies are going to refuse to process claims unless verified by at least one Labrador. Corporate board meetings are going to pause while the official office beagle completes due diligence. Political leaders seek endorsements from unusually perceptive cats. The geese eventually unionize, which is going to, I don't know, herald doom for all of us. And human civilization is going to quietly accept that this was inevitable, as most dystopian nightmares seem to eventually become in terms of recognition and inevitability. Mr. Anderson. There you go, Matrix movie reference. Right, has prank, no. Scam, phone calls, though maybe prank as well. I keep conflating the two. Has it been solved? I think yes, especially with the cats. There's lots of cats. So with just the cats, that nothing will get through, and then it's kind of random. For the rest of the menagerie of domesticated creatures, fauna, if you will. So it's solved. Ned Dmet, you're free to go. Take your ads, however you pronounce it. Again, Egyptian hold on. Agricultural / war implement and your crazy headdress, and I don't know, that's probably enough cultural generalizations. Ha! And your onk, which is maybe a Logan's Run reference. Well, actually is. Great. This really dates me in terms of how long I've been alive. Anyway, I'm not going to say, mangle your name again. You are free to go. Take some straw before we burn it all, and fare thee well. Back to your whatever you were doing before. Okay, we've got a five of diamonds. So something reasonably similar to what you just heard. And then the next boffin. Yay! On the show, plods. Plod, plod, plod. I think I can talk over the intro. Let's see if this works. That was Optimistic by Radiohead. And next up, we've got Crescentia. Yeah, that's definitely a local name. From within the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Oh, yes. Perfectly acceptable. Right. So, Crescentia, or whatever your name is, they suggest the Reverse Sales Protection Act. So, according to the little card, Parliament determines that the fundamental injustice of spam calling is not merely interruption. It's also asymmetry. Eh? One person gets to waste another's time. The obvious solution is to reverse the process. From now on, every recipient has the legal right to spend the first 10 minutes attempting to sell absolutely anything to the caller. The spammer is forbidden from disconnecting via technical means, maybe? Don't know. Failure to remain polite throughout the presentation results in heavy financial penalties. Ah, regulation. Love it. Right, so put up with it or you'll lose whatever money you were hoping to gain. Got it. Right, initially. Okay, professional scammers are going to suddenly find themselves listening to remarkably enthusiastic presentations about such subjects as handcrafted compost, premium decorative gravel, bespoke garden gnome insurance, subscription-based cheese appreciation societies, and ethically sourced air. Right, citizens prepare PowerPoint presentations for incoming calls. Grandparents become terrifyingly effective sales professionals. Again, they've got plenty of spare time on their hands and they don't give an actual F. And also, teenagers are going to discover that they can convince exhausted scammers to purchase imaginary NFTs representing individual potatoes. Yay! Right, down the line a bit. An entirely new economy is going to develop. Millions of people technically operate micro-businesses whose only customers are trapped telemarketers. Economic reports struggle to explain why all ornamental moss exports now exceed automobile manufacturing. Business schools begin teaching advanced telemarketing counter-offensive. Scammers eventually form support groups. Attendance is mandatory. Yes. Has scam phone calls been, or have scam phone calls been eliminated? Have they been solved? Well, Crescentia, you're joining the last two semi-pronounceable boffins in also being free. Maybe I should get a bell to ring for each time a boffin manages to escape their shackles and return to normality. I shall consider that. I don't know if we've got a special effects budget to add yet another sound effect. I mean, this show is expensive enough. or is it? Right, that was that. Crescentia has literally fled the scene. No free straw for Crescentia. Right, Ace of Hearts. Ooh. What does an ace do? I need to look on the list. Oh, Hans Zimmer, dance, trance, or modern classical. Alright, I'll see what I can come up with. Back in, well, not a minute, that would be disingenuous. 4-ish minutes, give or take. Yeah, right, see you. No, can't see you, can't hear you. Can't even perceive you. Broadcast at you after this musical distraction. Yes. Thank you. One of these days I'm going to get the hang of fade-outs and not call them fade-ins or intros. One day, but not today. That was Push by Universal Nation. I had to go for a radio edit because, honestly, life is just too short and the full track's 10 minutes, 12 minutes, a lot of minutes that you'll never get back. So I thought, radio edit, just show some mercy. Our next boffin, is Ingram. Ingram, yes, that sounds like a normal name, with mandatory physical teleportation. So what's that when it's at home? Technology finally achieves instantaneous teleportation. The public imagines unlimited scientific progress, medical breakthroughs, space exploration, instant humanitarian aid. Which is great. Instead, legislators immediately identify the obvious application. If you want to phone a person, you must physically appear in their living room. Every single time. So that's Ingram's proposition. Let's pick it apart and see what's left. Right, so let's start. Spam calling is going to disappear overnight. Sales departments are going to suffer catastrophic employee turnover. Appearing uninvited inside strangers' homes turns out to be considerably less appealing when those strangers possess frying pans. The phrase, "I'm not interested," becomes significantly more persuasive when accompanied by direct eye contact and a rapidly approaching slipper. So, mixed reception initially. Let's see what happens down the road a bit. Okay. Society is adapted completely. Every home includes a designated visitor manifestation corner. Guests politely materialize, apologize for existing, conduct their conversation, accept tea and maybe biscuits, and then disappear again. Spam callers no longer exist. After all, it is remarkably difficult to convince someone to extend their car warranty while standing ankle-deep in Lego bricks, surrounded by three suspicious dogs, two offended grandparents, and an elderly aunt demanding to know whether they'll be staying for shepherd's pie. Humanity finally defeats nuisance calls. Not with software, regulation, or artificial intelligence, but by rediscovering a timeless truth. People become dramatically less confident when they have to annoy you in person. It turns out anonymity was carrying the entire business model. Ooh. So, back to the initial premise. Ingram, have you solved nuisance calls? Spam phone calls? Have you solved it? And I think the answer is you will have, but as of today, you haven't yet. The solution is reliant on technology we haven't quite figured out, so you haven't quite earned your freedom. And this is a new thing for edge case boffins who kind of get there a bit, but because of reasons don't quite make the mark. So yeah, Ingram, you've got a day pass, a bit like one of the Willy Wonka golden tickets, rare and shiny looking. So for that to work, we'll probably have some burly people escorting you as you go around doing whatever you do on your single day of freedom, 24 hours, and we might strap some kind of countdown device with maybe explosives. It'd have to be subtle. But yeah, that the burly chaps or chapesses, they'll have a button, again, subtly hidden somewhere, and if you start making all sorts of accusatory screeching noises, that might not go well for you. So, yes, Ingram, limited freedom and limited trust. So, you've earned that much. Well done. Yes, nothing more to say there. Don't frown so much. You've got a day to sort out your affairs. And I don't know, maybe you'll come back, and you will be coming back, dead or alive. Maybe you'll come back the better for it. Maybe. Right, DJ Deck is glaring at me once more. It's a joker. Yay! So I get to play a local band. Let me dig one out of a cardboard box of cassette tapes. And we get sent demos hourly. We're a very important, bastion of the local music community. So I'll see what's in today's box. Give it a rattle and see what's there. So back after whatever that turns out to be. That sounded rather good, with a sax thing as well. Sax is always good, in my opinion. Unless it's in jazz, and then it's bad and naughty and wrong. That was The Funky Calmers by the band The Calmers. C-A-L-M. Calmers. Calmers. Who are part of the Malden Six. Yay! Who are the Malden Six? Right. The Malden Music Festival in Malden, so more North Essex. Are putting on loads of events. It's over 2 weeks. It's big and musical, And good and funded, I think. So Monday the 14th of September, three Southend bands are being ferried, shipped, conveyed, if you will, to a venue within Maldon to play an evening of Southend local music, some of the best local bands in Southend and surrounding area, for the delight and delectation of the rabid, ravenous crowd. So the Karmas are headlining, supported by Nat Hills, who Karmas you've heard, Nat Hills, country rock, does covers, does her own stuff. So I think that's a set of her own material with whoever she brings along. And then you've got Heidi and the Trash Pandas. And I'm playing in that one. So that's Heidi Masters, who is, if you've ever heard her, it's like discovering a young Kate Bush. So me and Si will be doing some acoustic stuff to accompany her singing and I don't know, spoken word and stuff. So good evening there. And then the following night, just in case anyone thought, gosh, we've not had enough yet, let's have some more. So Maldon again, the other three members of a Maldon Six, so that's Tuesday the 15th, Basharan are headlining, who are very good. Then you've got the Ondines, who are supporting, and they are excellent as well. And opening is James Golding and New Horizon, and I'm playing on that one as well, because of reasons. And James is one of a few artists, performers, who I would play the Box of Shame for. So the Cajon, C-A-J-O-N, don't know when this radio show became a spelling lesson, but I think it's more for me than anyone else. So Cajon, there's somewhat sinister about Cajons. If you go to any open mic in the county, or for fine county of Essex, anywhere you want, just pick a pub. There's going to be open mic acts. You'll have a singer or a guitarist that sings. And the percussionist, if they're not playing some form of drums, will be playing a cajon, this big wooden box you sit on and you hit it, and it's got a snare thing to make it sound a bit snare-like. There are tens, hundreds of different specialized percussion instruments that have been developed over the eons, from all the nationalities to choose from. But for whatever reason, within Essex, some kind of nefarious contract deal has been signed. So anyone who hits things with their hands in a drumming percussive sense, so that probably rules out boxers or bakers and such, they seem to have been forced to play the Box of Shame, the cajon, even though many other possibilities exist. I don't know why. I can't get to the bottom of it, but I'm sure it's sinister and sort of, yeah, of concern. So yeah, James is one of a few artists I will actually play the Box of Shame for. I will lower myself to playing the Shameful Box. I am very much digressing. So yeah, Maldon Six, the other three members of the Maldon Six, Basharan, the Ondines, and James, and New Horizon, which is me at the moment, though there may be more New Horizon to come in terms of lineup, I don't know. So that's, yeah, 15th of September. And that should be good. So if anyone is in, like, where is it? Maldon, yeah, good remembering of words, or fancies going there, then those days, mid-September, are probably good ones to go, though I am a bit biased. Yeah. Right, on to the AI poetry section. You've been just sitting there going, when do we get AI poetry? Stop teasing us, you nasty presenter, you. So here we go. We'll do the intro. Again, each one is bespoke, lovingly handcrafted from wood, literally. Here you go. yeah, I'm definitely getting better. I can't be getting worse at that. Oh, DJ Decker's fallen over and is now unconscious. All right, well, last song is whatever the heck I want. That was easy. So, AI poetry. We got four boffins, four poems. Simples. Right, first one. The uninvited visitor. There came a law, both bold and strange, to force all callers into range. No ringing phones, no hidden voice, just instant travel, not by choice. Your broadband's slow, a salesman cried, appearing by the sofa's side. He barely spoke a single word before the family dog was heard. A slipper flew, a kettle steamed, the salesman fled. Or so he dreamed, for nothing cures persistence faster than teleporting into disaster. The scam call stopped, the silence stayed, no algorithm, no upgrade, just one small rule, absurd yet neat, annoying people meant facing their feet. Okay, next is The Pitch Returned. The caller smiled with polished grace, another number, another face. My friend, he said, I've got a deal. Splendid, came the swift repeal. Before we start, the victim said, I sell artisanal garden shed, insurance for ornamental moss against emotional weather loss. The caller sighed. The pitch grew longer. The compost plan became much stronger. There followed gravel, premium air, subscription ducts, designer chairs. The minutes passed, the caller stayed, the law required the game be played. Then somewhere in the distant room, a scammer whispered through the gloom, I only wanted bank details, but now I own three decorative snails. Yay. Right, next, The Council of Creatures. No unknown voice reached human ears until approved by beasts and peers. The Labradors would wag or bark, the collies studied every remark. The parrots talked a little too much, the cats declined all human touch. But none inspired such noble dread as geese with glowing eyes of red. One hiss, one glare, one mighty cry. Entire call centres wondered why. The phones grew still, the fraudsters fled, the geese demanded extra bread. And thus mankind, with strange acclaim, made waterfowl the gods of fame. No, not kings, not courts, not clever code, just angry birds who blocked the road. And finally, Margaret never hung up. She answered every unknown call with warmth enough to soften all. Oh, lovely dear, you're finally rung. Have I told you what Doris sung? The scammer paused. He cleared his throat, prepared his carefully written note. My name is David? Oh, how nice. Now let me share my shepherd's pie recipe twice. Then came the tale of garden weeds, of village fates, of birdseed needs, the leaking roof of 73, her cousin's prize-winning apple tree. The hours passed, the daylight dimmed, the caller's confidence grew slim. By dawn he'd learned of every niece, the local choir, homemade caprice. 3,000 cats she'd almost owned, and why begonias why begonias shouldn't be overwatered. Caprice. Oh, it doesn't have to rhyme. He never sold a single scam. He simply said, is Doris well? Doris smiled. She's doing grand. Now let me tell you about the jam. Yay! Woo! Right, that's four AA poems, and you were just hoping that they would be good. And you'll have to continue to hope. Or maybe they were. That's up to you. So, last song, and then Freedom, dear listener, can be yours once more. I disentangle your ear from the speaker horn, and you can go and do the important things that you've been putting off to sit here and listen to me witter on. Right, so, last song, and then that's your lot until next time. And that's all I've got. Hey, see, I made a rhyme. Woo, I can write poetry too, if only on a much smaller scale. Bye!
Predetermined is a losing game. Ever burning an eternal flame. We're the ones to blame. Love. Predetermined is a losing game. Ever burning an eternal flame. We're the ones to blame. Love.
Ever burning an eternal flame. We're the ones to blame.